Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today we're going to be doing a special show. I'm going to be doing an interview with Richard Bermudez. He's one of my medical assistants at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center. Richard, how long have you been with us?
Well, I started working with you guys with the wellness about 6 years ago.
Uh-huh. And when you first started, why did we hire you?
Well, initially I was working for a company called Cenogenics, and I was working as a traveling phlebotomist, and you were one of my patients. And so I was scheduled to see you, draw some blood, and I did a good job on you because you are very scared of needles, okay?
Yes.
So I ended up doing a good job on you, and about a week later, 2 weeks, you offered me a job, and I've been here ever since.
Yeah, because you know me, I am. when you get a needle next to me, I...
You're terrible. One of the worst patients I ever had.
Yes, because I hate needles. I hate being stuck.
Terrible.
Well, you started with us, and when you start out... what did you think about medicine at the time? Your traditional
It was person. Something different. I've worked for many physicians, internal medicine, family practice, but you specialize in wellness and in hormones. It's something I didn't have no experience with, but I've learned so much since I've been there.
Mm-hmm. Now, about 8 months after you started with us, you had a heart attack, right?
I did have a heart attack. I had the little run-in with ex of mine, and we got into an argument, and I had a massive heart attack.
And so after your heart attack, you were placed on a bunch of medications, right? About how many medications?
Several medications, at least a good 8 medications. My cardiologist said that I will be taking these medications the rest of my life and just take them and then keep going forward.
So how did you feel about after the heart attack? Did you feel like life was ending? I mean, how did you feel?
I pretty much felt that being the 54 at the time, that maybe this is the end for me here. I might as well sit back and relax. And that's how I felt.
Mm-hmm. Now, after you got back and I said to you, hey, Rich, why don't we put you on some testosterone that will help your heart out? What did you say to me?
I was a little hesitant about it because from what I understood, testosterone would affect the heart and it may give me another heart attack. And I didn't want to experience a second heart attack because I knew it wasn't going to come out good.
And your doctor certainly told you that you shouldn't be doing that, right?
When I met up with my cardiologist, I had a follow-up with him a couple months later. I did mention I wanted to start testosterone. And he was completely against it. And he told me, whatever you do, don't start testosterone. You'll get another heart attack. And so I was hesitant.
Now, you had been giving patients testosterone, and you heard me talking to patients how it helped your heart and it did
Correct.
All these great things, and you weren't doing it. So that bothered me a little bit because, you know, it's hard to be have any conviction if you are telling the patient one thing and you're doing something else.
Right.
So eventually, what did we do? Did we check your testosterone level?
I did have my testosterone level checked, and I remember it was at 219. Which is extremely low.
And because you were telling your patients that they needed to have it where?
Up to anywhere 1,200, depending on your age and weight. I mean, it can go even higher. But normal, we were looking for 350 to 1,200.
Mm-hmm. So you were 214. So what happened when you finally agreed to have testosterone then?
I decided to go for the testosterone. Like I said, I've learned a lot while I was in the office listening to you. And so I went for it, and I had pellets inserted. And since then till now, I brag every chance I get to the males that come in. I explain to them the energy that I have. I've dropped at least 20 pounds. I'm off at least 3 medications. And I've dropped on some belly fat. And on my personal life, it's helped me so much.
So your libido is better?
Oh, a lot better.
Do you feel as if you are better now after your heart attack, or were you better before your heart attack?
I am the best shape I've ever been since the heart attack till now. It's amazing. The energy, quick step I have, I'm walking, it's just great.
You know, a lot of people always say, well, how long do I have to be on testosterone? Would you ever consider not being on testosterone?
Oh, I regret the day something ever happens. I would love to be on it the rest of my life. I mean, it's great. I tell every man that comes in the clinic the same thing.
Now, you've been doing wellness with us. Now, do we try to do everything before we let our patients do it, or do we just give it to our patients?
No. We try to experience everything that we offer. From the office manager does her certain things there. Dr. Williams the same way. I myself, we try everything that we offer. That way, firsthand, we can tell them exactly what they're going to experience, if there's any pain involved, and what they will be feeling. So we do everything.
Now, about a year ago, all of us went to Vegas. We went for a conference. And what conference did we go for?
That A41M conference?
A4M.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine program. Now, about how many physicians were there?
There were at least 4,000 to 5,000 physicians there.
And were most of those physicians new physicians there, or they were?
They were mostly new, and they were interested in the forum, see what kind of information they can gather.
Mm-hmm. How did they seem? Did they seem like
a little skeptical, not too sure on what they were talking about? But as time went on, they grasped it.
Mm-hmm. Now, this was a big auditorium, right?
Huge.
Now, did they ask questions that you wondered why they asked because you knew the answer to those questions?
Yes, yes. There were several questions from these physicians, different part of the states, even asking what was the normal range mm-hmm. that the man's supposed to be in. So I was surprised mm-hmm. at what they were asking.
Did you feel like you knew a lot?
I definitely felt comfortable. And as a matter of fact, a lot of physicians came to our table and asked questions to the office manager and the other staff. And we answered the best we could.
Mm-hmm. Now, we try at Wellness, we try to be on the cutting edge. You know, and I personally go to conferences all the time. I probably do about 200 plus CMEs per year. And normally, most physicians have to do 12 hours of CME. That's continuing medical education. But I do a lot more than that. About how often do I go to seminars, Rick?
Oh, boy, you go at least every 2 weeks, you're gone. At least 2-3 days, you're going to these seminars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I do go on a lot of seminars. Now, when we went to Vegas, there was exhibitors, right? How many exhibitors were there?
There was at least 400, 500 exhibitors. All these booths offering different things, different testings, and we try to hit each and every one.
Now, were they like cutting-edge stuff? They were trying to offer stuff that most physicians don't even know about?
Exactly. A lot of new cutting-edge stuff. Some stuff I've never even seen myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, now, would you recommend the A4M for other physicians?
Definitely. They will definitely get a lot of information from there.
Mm-hmm. Now, since you've been back, how has that changed how we do things at the wellness?
Well, we're able to give them more information. We demonstrate a lot of the instruments that we use there. Mm-hmm. So, again, we're able to give them a lot more information since we were informed at these gatherings.
Do you feel better about talking to patients now that you've been there?
I definitely feel a lot better. I feel more confident. And I give them my personal history, what I've been through and what I feel like and what I want to do. So I try to spread this word to them.
All right, we're going to take a break. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You're listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA 550 Radio. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are interviewing Richard Bermudez. He's one of our medical assistants at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon. It's also available at the other book outlets. And you can also get it from www.growyoungeragain.com. Growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. That's 210-495-8558. Or you can check us out at the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. So continue on with our interview with Rick. All right. So now Rick is one of my medical assistants at Wellness. Now, we do have a full staff, and what I really like about the Wellness is that we are a VIP practice, you know, because a lot of offices, you know, physicians have two options. They have option number one, they can try to do as little as possible for as many patients as possible. Those are the physicians that have 10,000, 20,000 charts. Or you can try to do as much as you can for as few people as you can. And so I choose to do as much as I can for as few patients as I can. So because of that, we see about 4 to 5 patients a day at the clinic. And when we do that, we end up spending a lot of time with our patients. And, you know, patients get a lot of information because we believe that an educated patient is best for everything, because your health starts with you. And we can only help you. And if you understand how your body functions, then we can help you do better. So now, Rick, now you do a lot of our mail stuff, right? So let me ask you a question. Now, you deal with a lot of men that are on testosterone, right?
That's right.
Now, what do guys normally say to you when they come in? Do they say that, you know, their levels are low, or what do they say to you?
Well, majority of the men come in, they think they're feeling good. I do question them just to get a rough idea and see where they're at. And majority of them seem to think that they're doing okay in their private lives. But once I dig into it a little further, I find that's not the way it goes. Once we run tests on them, we find that their testosterone are way below normal ranges. Majority of the men that come in, they're running at least 200, 250. We have a few running at 89s, 90s, and 100s. You know, that's extremely low for them.
But do they ever think that they're low when they come in to see us?
They never think they're low. They think they're on the top of the game. They're feeling good. And then I mention to them my age and my levels, which, again, I'm 56, and I'm running close to 1,200 compared to them, and they're shocked by that.
And so usually after they get started, what do they tell you after they get started?
They come in. They're smiling. They have a little swagger to the walk. They mention how they're feeling, how their lives have changed, personally with their wives, and just them in general themselves. They've lost belly fat, and the performance is a lot better.
And so they say to you that, you know, they thought they were feeling good, and now they really realize
exactly.
They weren't feeling as good as they thought they were, right?
Right.
Now we do also have a lot of men that come in because they have erectile dysfunction, right? And you take care of a lot of them.
Yes.
What do you say to them when they come in?
Well, that gets into real deep, because I mean we can talk, you know, real deep in conversations, you know, and basically they're not doing what they're supposed to at home, and that creates problems. So once we optimize them, you know, they're enjoying life, and so is their partners.
So first they come in, they think that they're doing well, and then once they get on the program, they realize that they weren't doing
nothing at all. Exactly.
But they always come and saying, I'm feeling fantastic. I have no problems down there.
None at all. And I tell them, you know, let's be for real here. You know, you're 52, and every time you're able to perform, they say, yes, sir, they are. But once I get into it a little further with them, then they start admitting that it's not all that.
Do we see anyone in their 20s who have low testosterone?
We've seen a few people in their 20s, a couple of patients in their 20s, some 35 or 37, right in that age.
And when we do test people, about what percentage of them have a low testosterone?
I would say out of 100 patients that come in, 98 of them are low. Majority of the men come in. Once I ask them what level do they know the testosterone is, and they say, well, I don't know, I automatically... You got to be low. If you don't know your level, you are low.
Now, we do see some patients who have normal levels, but, you know, the normal level is 350 to 1,200. And so if you're 400, 450, is that a good number for them?
That is not a good number. You are in the normal range, but if you look at the normal range, you're still at the very low end of normal. And if you're running 351, 400, your physician will not touch you. He's going to tell you you're normal.
Now, you know, we are a wellness practice, and what do I always say? I always say that we pride ourselves in being a sex clinic. And I say that because, you know, when you had your heart attack, you weren't interested in sex, were you?
Sex? No.
No, because sick people are not interested in sex.
That's right.
But as the patients get healthier, they get interested in sex. So the healthier a person is, the more their interest in sex, right?
That is right.
Good. So us being a sex clinic means that we're getting patients healthier. So that's why I love being a sex clinic. Now we take care of patients with erectile dysfunction, and we do some procedures on them, like we do the Priapus shot, and we do the Gaines shot, and the Gaines procedure. And Rick, you do a lot of those with me, right?
Correct.
And what have you noticed with patients when they come in for those things?
Well, again, they're having problems downstairs, and we do the best to improve them. Most physicians will put a Band-Aid on the problem, but we aim to try to fix it, and that's what we do. Once they go through certain treatments, they see they're performing better, they're getting the better erections, they're lasting longer, and again, it's all about having a happy marriage at home.
Now, one thing that we have noticed is that just because we put your testosterone to where it needs to be, that doesn't necessarily mean that your erectile dysfunction is resolved. So we do have some patients who, even though we get their levels up to the 1,000 range, 1,100 range, that they still need some help downstairs, right?
Yes, they do.
And for those people you talk to, and we help them with those problems, right?
Correct.
Good. Well, we're going to take another break, and then we're going to come back and talk to Rick more about some of the procedures that we actually do. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, at Amazon, at all the book outlets. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.feel29.com. Feel29.com. So now we are coming back to Rick. Now we are going to talk about some of the procedures that we do with these patients. You know, for erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculations, we do things like the Priapus shot or the P shot, where we inject the penis, and patients are allowed to have stronger erections. We also do something called the Gaines enhancement, where we actually put fillers into the penis, which gives a little more thickness and size. We also do something called where we have the patient exercise their penis, because the penis is a muscle, and as a muscle, if you exercise it, it functions better. And then we do something called the Gaines wave, where we actually use sound waves to improve the blood flow to the penis and increase the sensation of the penis, and actually help with the thickness and the function of the penis. Now, Rick, you speak to a lot of patients about these things, and what's normally when a patient calls up and they ask about that, what do you talk to them about?
Well, there's several things I go over with them. First, I try to see more or less what levels they may be in testosterone. Then I ask them exactly what they're looking for. Are they looking for a harder erection? Are they married? Different things I ask, and that way I can see what kind of treatments, you know, we can offer them. The majority of them complain that once they do get nice and erected, when they get ready to penetrate, it comes down, so they can't hold the erection.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then I start explaining to them, just like you mentioned, the penis is a muscle that needs to be exercised. And we give them the proper equipment to help them exercise it and get an erection every day. So probably about after 6 months, they're going to see a difference where they're able to hold the erection on their own and perform better. And we give them all the supplies needed.
Now, we see patients also, when they come in, that is usually too late sometimes. They come in because they have let it go for so long. Now they're about to get divorced, or they're about to lose their girlfriends. What do you tell those patients?
I tell them, don't give up. We do have some treatments that will help them. but they need to do something about it pretty quick. Okay, they're already on the edge of losing their girlfriends. Some guys come in with tears, and they show me pictures of their ladies, beautiful ladies, but they can't perform. So, again, we give them the ability to get right on it. Instantly, we give them the medication, where they can go home and use it and improve their lives.
You know, we have a lot of guys who would be dating someone, and, you know, they spend a lot of money in the dating game. And then when it comes down to where the road meets the rubber and they can't perform, what happens to that that old dating sim, all the money they spend into this relationship?
Terrible. The man, I've been there myself. Your self-esteem goes down, and you start thinking, why should I even have a girlfriend? You know, I'm not able to perform. I can't get intimate. And we hear that all the time.
Mm-hmm. So we see a lot of patients who are sort of in between, or they're about to start things. But, you know, we have a lot of men out there who don't realize they have a problem, and they wait too long before they come in. And when they finally come in, it's sort of late. And so we try to advise our patients who do come in to get their testosterone optimized that, you know, yes, it's great to optimize your testosterone. That will increase your sex drive, but not necessarily, it may not necessarily improve your erectile dysfunction. And so therefore they may need to go to the next step, right?
Correct. Definitely.
So what have you noticed with the patients who do come in and get the PrEP shot or the Gaines Wave or the Gaines Enhancement?
Well,
anything you could talk
yes,
about?
Yes, well, definitely. Like I said, there's the gentlemen that get this M shot, the P shot, they do notice the thickness, okay? With the Gaines, the sound wave treatment, I can attest, I've tried it one time myself, and I'm trying to get into it, use it more. But even with one treatment of the Gaines wave, next 4 to 5 days, you can see a big difference in the blood flow and just the thickness of the penis area. And with the proper stimulation, you can do some good performing.
Now, you know, I know a lot of guys are concerned because when you do the PrEP shot, that's an injection to the penis. And when we do the ICPs, intracavernous pharmacotherapy, that's injection to the penis. And the Gaines Wave is not. But some of the guys are a little scared of getting injection. Do they have any pain when we do any of those things?
None at all. The best way I explain it to them, the ICP injection is very simple. It's almost like a finger stick for diabetes. The same little prick takes less than a second, right on the side of the penis. 3 minutes later, if you look down, you can actually see the penis start to grow. And it works amazingly. You know, you can hold your erection for a good 45 minutes, if not an hour 15 minutes. So it works instantly, guaranteed every time.
And so do we give them an erection every day?
We give them an erection. We give them the ability to get an erection every day. Mm-hmm. One with the injection, and the following day we advise them to use the pump. The pump is very important in their treatments. It gives them the erection to bring it up and bring it down. And that's what we're trying to do, is exercise the penis and get it stronger because it's weak.
You know, in medicine we have a lot of times where you have doctors who tell the patients one thing and they do something else. Like, you know, the cardiologist who tells you don't smoke and they're smoking away. Or the weight doctor tells you need to lose weight and they're fat and overweight.
Yeah.
Do we do that in our office?
We don't do that. What we do, again, we try to do everything that we offer so we can explain to them what it feels like and what they can expect so we can deal with it up front.
Yes, and because of that, you know, our patient can never tell us something that we don't already know,
right,
because
right.
We all experience
right.
it first.
Right.
You know, I myself, I'm the male guinea pig, and you, Rick, you are the male guinea pig in our mm-hmm. practice, and then we have our office manager that's a female guinea pig, and whenever we go to conferences and we learn something new, we come back to the office,
right.
and we try it out first, and then if it works, then we do let our patients in on it, because, you know, what we do is we optimize people's bodies. And there's no point in me optimizing someone else down the road's body and not optimizing myself,
right.
because that is just not a good thing. I mean, if you want to be 29 like me, you got to be 29 like me, not 29 like I would like to be. No,
right.
No, I got to be 29 first. So Rick, you know, you've been with me almost 5 going on 6 years. What do you think about your overall experience at the wellness?
Oh, I tell you what, it's a blessing. In all my life, like I said before, I have never felt so good. I feel so fortunate being able to be here and work for the wellness. And again, the staff and all, great. All in all, like I said before, I just try to brag to the men to spend some money on themselves and live life, because life is short.
Now, you know, testosterone, we give testosterone to men. Do we give testosterone to women too?
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. Women need testosterone just like men. And a good percentage of our patients, a good 60, 70% of our patients are females. Once they get optimized, it's amazing how they return to the clinic. They'll have their hair done. They'll come in dressed up, makeup on, just completely different.
So they strut their stuff just like the men do,
man.
Right?
Yes, they do.
And their lipstick is on. Well, you know, Rick, it was really nice having you here tonight.
All right, Doc, thank you.
And so I just want to remind you all that this is Dr. Vernon Williams. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can email us at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, VFWILLIMD at TWAAMC.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, at all the bookstores, and also available at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, F-E-E-L-29.com. And you can ask for Rick if you have some male issues, and Rick will be happy to spend some time on the phone talking to you. Guys, you all have a wonderful Saturday night, and we'll check you all out next week.